coach of the John A. Logan Lady Volunteers, and a hard-fought game that they came up on the short end Saturday at Vincennes. Anytime you go up to Vincennes, you know you're going to have a battle on your hands. You know, interesting story. Charlie, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well tonight. I'm glad to be able to be with you guys this evening.
Well, I tell you what, it's always a pleasure to have you on with us for a few minutes. And I kind of had an interesting story. Harry Meeks is still the coach of the Vincennes women's team, is he not?
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Yeah. And years ago, and I mean years ago, and I don't know how long Meeks has been there, but this was when Logan was at the Logan women's team was at the Nationals. And there was a game going on, and I think Logan was the Logan women's team at that time was coached by Gary Barton, and we were getting ready. They were going to play the next game, and there was a gentleman up there videotaping, and he was just intently marking things down in a notebook. And I was standing on this platform where they kind of did some video as well as where they had our radio locations and broadcast locations, right. And I just introduced myself to him, and he said, "Yeah, I'm Harry Meeks." He said, "I'm the Vincennes women's basketball coach, and are going to be. Maybe he just got the job. I don't know." But he was just intently taking notes and watching things, and he said, "You know," he said, "I can't tell you enough how much that I appreciate the job that Gary Barton and Logan does on the women's basketball side." He said, "Most of the people in the women's game are just trying to race to catch up," is the way he put it.
Right.
And back then, you know, in those days, there were some, even some teams in the Great Rivers Athletic Conference in the GRAC that sometime would come out with 7 or 8 players, and a couple of players would get in foul trouble. And I'd even seen a team or two just kind of, that's it. You know, midway through the second half, they just didn't have enough players, or they were, and they just couldn't take it, and they said, "Well, you know, it's over. We're leaving." And so Meeks was very, very complimentary of the Logan program all those years ago. And I remember then several years later, I was at a game, and it was one of those games I was doing by myself. I was on the road. I needed a halftime guest. I think it was at Wabash Valley, and I looked down and I saw Harry down on the floor, across the way. And, I had about 90 seconds to hustle down those bleachers and get over there. And I said, "Harry, would you like to come up at halftime of the game and talk to him?" And he said, "Yeah, I'd love to do it." And we kind of went over that story again about how he molded his philosophy or his teams or what have you. He kind of made his team into the shape of what John A. Logan women's basketball was back then. And I was always impressed by that. And then I think all the times that Logan and Vince hooks up, and it's now, you know, Harry Meeks, and they're struggling a little bit this year themselves, but Harry has had a pretty good run over there at Vincennes, and he's kind of doing it on Logan's, coattails or principles or schemes, whatever you want to call it. But it was a hard game, hard-fought game at Vincennes the other day. Last Saturday, your girls just came up a little short.
Yeah, we did. We played very hard. And the one thing about the young ladies, they never quit. No matter what the score looks like or any of that, but they never quit and they continue to work hard. And so, yeah, you're right, we came up on the short end of that. But I also have seen some growth in the midst of that as well. So I know the girls want to do the best they can, give 110% on the floor and both ends of the floor, and that's what they've been doing, and they're still growing, and so I'm still excited about the team.
Yeah, this is kind of a team that is learning on the run, isn't it? Because you put in some things before the season starts, but you play a very tough non-conference schedule. Now you're in the GRAC, which is strong enough, and you got Olney tomorrow night at home at 5:00. Tell us a little bit about Olney.
Yeah, they're a very disciplined team. Clint does a great job over there with those young ladies, and they're going to come in and they're going to play hard, and they're athletic, and they got some size, and so I'm sure they're going to be ready to play tomorrow.
Yeah, and playing at home is such a advantage. And I know we talk about this all the time, and people probably get tired of hearing us talk about that. But instead of going, getting on a bus and going all the way up to Olney, and then having to get off the bus and stretch and get loose and get ready to play a ball game, only knowing that you're going to get back on that same old bus and ride all the way back home, you know, it's not, if people haven't done it, and I know you and I have done it for years, decades, and so it never gets any easier. I mean, we never look at each other and say, boy, this is going to be fun driving up to Olney tonight. So they have to come down here and play, and it is an advantage for Logan.
Yes, it could be, because, you know, you have to mentally get prepared, and you're right, and especially it's cold, and you got to travel like that. And but that's what why we play the game. We love it, and the players being able to get their minds mentally prepared, I'm sure they will be coming in. We just have to make sure we're prepared mentally to play our best game that we can.
Is Olney the type of team that will try to get up and down the floor with you, or are they more of a pattern-style team that will slow the ball down? I mean, with the shot clock, there's only so much slowing the ball down you can do, but what do you expect from Olney? What have you scouted and seen in the films about Olney that have you concerned a little bit tomorrow night?
Well, actually, they can do both. It just depends on what the teams that they're playing, and it depends on how things are going in the midst of the game, and how they will play and move and get up and down the floor. And they're, like I said, they're a very good disciplined team on both ends of the floor. So we just have to be prepared to play either way and try to play our game and give 110%.
Now, the Volunteers in that 84-71 loss Saturday at Vincennes, 71 points is a pretty good output for your squad. You had a player with 10, you had a player with 19, you had a player with 12, you had another player with 9. So I know early in the year, you know, putting the ball in the basket was sort of a goal, because you weren't scoring a lot of points per ball game, but 71 points against a team like Vincennes, that's pretty respectable.
Yeah, we made some adjustments on our offensive end to kind of change there, because we were stuck for a long time, 48, 49. Then, of course, the Lincoln Trail, we scored 81 and you know, 71. So we had to make some adjustments, and the girls have responded to that and so bought into it, and hopefully we can keep it going.
And when you look at the things that you can do now once the season is going, once the conference is here and the games come at you a little quicker, do practices change, Charlie? I mean, do you have the women go shorter when they've got a game coming up? I mean, like, for example, today, I mean, how much of a – I know you do a walkthrough and you look at some Olney sets and everything, but once you get into the season, is there any change that the way that you and your assistant coaches run the practice?
No, we actually added some. So, you know, you have to balance it out, but we still go hard in practice, because I'm a firm believer that how you practice is how you're going to play in a game. And so, therefore, you don't want to let down and not do the things you need to do to continue to improve and sharpen the skills that you things that you do good on.
Yeah, because, you know, you get into the thing about injuries. And sometimes people get the little nagging injuries, or somebody will come down on somebody's foot. I've had that happen. And those kind of things, just, they don't go away by, you know, in 24 hours. And as the season goes along, you get tired, or you get bruised, or you get a sore knee or a twisted ankle or something like that. And those are things that you have to play through. But that's also when some of the depth comes in handy, when you've got some other players that can step up. I know you had some injury issues with Tedeschi early in the year, but she's back now and playing very well.
Yeah, you always have to think about those things that could, you know, play a part on your season with injuries and things of that nature. And this time of year season, you get some sick and all of those things. But one thing you have to do, you have to continue to remain sharp. And the only way you can remain sharp in what you're doing is that you practice it. So, that could possibly happen, but you don't let those things dictate how you need to do things in practice to be prepared for a game.
Let me ask you this, Charlie, and I know we've talked about this before because we spent a lot of time talking the other night after the game. We talked about Rich Herron. We had some comments about the conference and the win you guys scored over Trail. But being on the men's side all those years and now being on the other side, on the women's side, how much difference is it there for you? I mean, because you were on those benches with Kyle Smith-Peters and you had, the likes of some of the players that were, player of the year a couple of times that were there, Sean East and people like that, and that you were coaching and working with and everything. But now you're on the other side. Does it change for you that much?
It does just a little bit, depending on the kids' temperament and how you deal with them. But one thing that I've learned over the years, this is my second go round of coaching women on at this level, is that you just have to coach and look at them as the same across the board, and just teach and coach how you need to help them improve, because once you start looking at it in a different manner, you can lose your edge on teaching. And so I just coach them. They're student athletes, and so you just have to sometimes maybe tone it down just a little bit, but for the most part, you just coach them. They're players.
Well, it's been great talking to you, Charlie. I love it when you take time out to visit with us for a few minutes. Game tomorrow night at 5 o'clock. I want to urge everybody to come out and watch the Lady Vols in action. This is an exciting team. They've got some great players, Tedeschi from Benton, Biddle from Marion, and I think you're going to like this team when you watch it and come out and watch this team, as Charlie said, grow and evolve into a team that, by the end of the season, this team might be clicking on all cylinders, and it's interesting to watch them as they progress on this journey. Charlie, thank you very much, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Nope.